Written by Holly Rod. This book talks about how to make our mornings more productive. We must have witnessed that the way in which we start our mornings largely determines the manner in which our entire day is spent, i.e., if we have negative thoughts in the morning, or if we feel dull and worn out, the entire day seems to be lethargic. Taking a cue from this, author Hal Elrod in the most difficult days of his life followed a morning routine, which enabled him to get out of the bed and move on with life. Through this book, the author has shared his miracle morning routine in an attempt to guide us how to maximize our days, no matter how busy we all are. About the writer, Hal Elrod, born May 30, 1979, is an American author, keynote speaker and success coach. Known as Yo Pal Hal since hosting his first radio show at the age of 15, he became an all-time record-breaking sales rep for a $200 million marketing company at 19. But his real triumph came at the age of 20, after he was hit head-on by a drunk driver and found dead. Despite dying for 6 minutes, suffering permanent brain damage, and being told he may never walk again, he proved that we are all capable of overpowering any obstacle to create the life of our dreams. About the book, Hal Elrod in the introduction part of the book shares his own story that is full of ups and downs as an evidence to convey that no matter where you are in your life right now and no matter how difficult your challenges may be, anything can be achieved and any obstacle overcome if you are committed to it. And he rightly mentions that, instead of blaming others for our condition, we should accept the responsibility for making our life exactly the way we want them to be, starting from today. The author says that all of us want level 10 success in every area of our life, but we forget that our level of success is always parallel to our level of personal development. So personal development should be our priority, and we should dedicate some time each day to developing ourselves into the person we need to be to create the life we want. Now the biggest question is how to find time for our personal development when we are too busy in our lives. Evenings and afternoons can be a good time, but during these hours, something or the other crops up and the time just flies away. So the best time for this can only be the mornings, though most of us are not morning person, but think about it, by committing to personal development in the mornings is definitely going to give a positive motivational kickstart to our mornings, and we'd feel more energized and more focused for the rest of the day. The next question that arises is, there are a lot of things we could do for our own personal development, so what is it actually that we should do that is going to have the most immediate and dramatic impact on our lives, and what amount of time should be devoted towards it which can be beneficial? Most of us never start something good thinking that a lot of time needs to be devoted to achieve something beneficial, but we forget that small consistent steps can be of more value than what we give credit for. So Hal Elrod talks about devoting 1 hour each morning towards 6 activities, 10 minutes devoted to each activity, which can help us to create a better life. He calls these activities as SAVERS, which stands for S. Silence, A. Affirmation, V. Visualization, E. Exercise, R. Reading, S. Scribing. Silence is one of the best ways to immediately reduce stress while increasing your self-awareness and gaining the clarity that will allow you to maintain your focus on your goals and priorities. During the period of silence, you can do meditation, prayer, reflection, deep breathing and, or express gratitude. The essence of meditation is simply silencing or focusing the mind for a period of time. You may or may not be aware of all the extraordinary health benefits of meditating. Affirmation. All of us have an internal dialogue that runs through our heads, almost nonstop. Yet, very few people take the responsibility for actively choosing to think positive, proactive thoughts that will add value to their lives. We can use affirmations to start programming ourselves to be confident, jotting down what we want, what we are committed to being, and what we are committed to doing to change our lives. With enough repetition, the subconscious mind starts to believe what you tell it, act upon it, and eventually manifest it in reality. So write your affirmation keeping in mind what you want, why you want it, and what you are committed to doing to attain it. Visualization. Directly after reading your affirmations, you need to visualize yourself living in alignment with your affirmations. Visualize your major goals, deepest desires, and most exciting, would totally change my life if I achieved them dreams. See, feel, hear, touch, taste, and smell every detail of your vision. The more vivid you make your vision, the more compelled you'll be to take the necessary action to make it a reality. Exercise, from waking you up and enhancing your mental clarity, to helping you sustain higher levels of energy throughout the day, exercising soon after rising can improve your life in many ways. Yoga is a complete form of exercise since it combines stretching with strength training with cardio with focused breathing. Reading, it is one of the immediate methods for acquiring the knowledge, ideas and strategies you need to achieve success in any area of your life. Commitment to read at least 10 pages per day can be helpful in transforming any area of your life. Scribing, by getting your thoughts out of your head and putting them in writing, you gain valuable insights you'd otherwise never see. The scribing enables you to document your insights, ideas, breakthroughs, realizations, successes and lessons learned, as well as any areas of opportunity, personal growth or improvement. All of us do a dozen of things right during the day and a few things wrong, but we mostly remember the wrong things. Hence, writing or journaling allows you to direct your focus to what you did accomplish, what you are grateful for, and what you are committed to do better tomorrow. The writer concludes the book by hinting that the purpose of Miracle Morning is more about waking up with purpose, combining the benefits of early rising and personal development, and isn't so much concerned with which activities you do, as long as the activities you choose are proactive and help you improve your inner world, yourself, and your outer world, your life.
XXXXXXX.
Some of the quotes from the book. 1. Rearview mirror syndrome. We mistakenly believe that who we were is who we are, thus limiting our true potential in the present, based on the limitations of our past. We want to create a better life, but sometimes we don't know how to see it any other way than how it's always been.
2.
Don't place unnecessary limitations on what you want for your life. Get clear on what you truly want for your life, condition yourself to the belief that it's possible by focusing on and affirming it every day, and then consistently move in the direction of your vision until it becomes your reality. There is nothing to fear, because you can't fail, only learn, grow and become better than you've ever been before. 3. We must realize that the real impact and consequence of each of our choices and actions, and even our thoughts, is monumental because every single thought, choice and action is determining who we are becoming, which will ultimately determine the quality of our lives. 4. Your first thought in the morning is usually the last thought you had before you went to bed. So the key is to consciously decide every night to actively and mindfully create a positive expectation for the next morning. 5. We spend too much time thinking about the actions we should be taking to create the results that we want, but then we don't take those actions. We all know what we need to do, we just don't consistently do what we know.
6.
We've all been programmed, at the subconscious level, to think, believe and act the way we do. Our programming is a result of many influences, including what we have been told by others, what we've told ourselves, and all of our life experiences, both good and bad. If we don't actively change our programming, our potential will be crushed and our lives limited by fears, insecurities, and limitations of forepast. You can use affirmations to start programming yourself to be confident. 7. Humans need variety. It is important that you keep your miracle morning fresh and new. 8. The moment you accept total responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you claim the power to change anything in your life.
9.
Habits are behaviors that are repeated regularly and tend to occur subconsciously. If you don't control your habits will control you. You can change any habit in 30 days, if you have the right strategy. Our quality of life is created by the quality of our habits.
10.
Where you are is a result of who you were, but where you end up depends entirely on who you choose to be from this moment forward.
XXXXXXX.
Buy at Amazon.